Well, the month of July brings thoughts of barbecues and fireworks and time spent on vacation. But for the priests in the Archdiocese of Portland, some of them, they are using July to get moved into a new parish assignment. And such is the case for today's guest, Father Justin Echevarria, joining us today. He is back permanently, at least as far as living conditions are concerned, from Rome and setting up shop at his new parish. Good morning, Father Justin. Great to see you in studio today.
Morning. It's really good to be home.
I bet it is. Now, how many years total was it that you were studying in Rome?
I was there for 5 years, and I would come home every summer, but yeah, 5 years.
Wow, that's incredible. And you have packed up your dorm room. You have moved in. You have a new assignment. And the Archbishop picked for you a wonderful parish in the Archdiocese. Where are you going to be going?
I will be at St. James in McMinnville as the new parochial vicar.
And St. James is a parish, a Spanish-speaking community with a school.
Yes, it has a school, bilingual community, and two missions.
Wow. So you're going to also be putting some miles on your vehicle getting around to all of your new parishes.
I got the oil filter changed, the new tires, got it ready to go.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're going to talk more about your assignment, but I want to spend a little time looking back. Now, the last time you were on the morning show, we had a new pope. You were front and center. Just remind our listeners again about that incredible time that really was towards the end of your time in Rome.
Yeah, it was literally like my last month, and just being able to be in the square when the white smoke came out and seeing the new pope was just incredible. It was especially incredible going to the North American College and seeing the first pope from the United States, from Chicago, and knowing that like our rector, Monsignor Tom Powers, worked with him when they were in the Vatican together. And it was just an incredible moment for all of us that, wow, we're witnessing history, both a new pope, but a pope from a place we've never had a pope come from. But it's kind of cool, too, because we just had a pope from South America. So we keep praying for the soul of Pope Francis. And now we have a pope from North America.
It seems appropriate. And it seems almost as if God was kind of not creating a moment, but really it's a memory that you will have as you're leaving North American College. It was a shift from what you were thought you were going to do. You were supposed to be at a canonization.
Yeah, originally for Carlo Acutis, Blessed Carlo Acutis.
Of course, many plans are being made because Pope Leo has made that announcement, and coming up in September, yeah, they will have the new saints. Father Justin Echevarria joining us today. He is back from his studies in Rome and ready to take on the challenges of being a parochial vicar at a new parish. So during that last month then, you were taking time aside. They gave you time so that way all of you could be present, but you really had some important work to do in that final month before mm-hmm. you left North American College. So what took up your time after the election of the new pope?
Yeah, I was finishing up my thesis. I was working towards getting a license. So I was in the midst of, I was writing the paper, working on it the day that Pope Leo was elected. So I put everything down to go with my friends as a study break to go to the square. But yeah, I was basically finishing up a thesis, turning it into the university. And then the last part of the program was I had to basically, not a thesis defense, but I had to, what's called a lectio quorum. It's basically where you have to teach a 40-minute lecture, a 40-minute class, before a panel of three priests. So what you do is you send the university, the requirement is you send 20 topics that you could give an adequate presentation on in your field. So in my case, dogmatic and fundamental theology. You send 20 topics to the university. 3 days before your lectio quorum, they pick randomly three of them, and they tell me, okay, pick one. You have 3 days to prepare a 40-minute lecture. And so it's 40 minutes of the lecture and then 30 minutes of Q&A. And then, so I did that, and I was, as anyone can imagine, very nervous.
Yes.
But, and my the topic was the sacramentals. So I was talking about the rosary and the holy water, for example, and how to practically apply the sacramentals and how to avoid superstitious practices with a very beautiful aspect of our faith. So I gave the presentation, went through the Q&A, and then they said, okay, please leave for 5 minutes while we deliberate. And it was the longest 5 minutes of my life.
Wow.
So I'm like, Lord, I mean, just like anybody, like at any seminary, you write the thesis, you give the presentation, the defense, or in my case, a fictional lecture, and then you're just waiting for them to call you back in. The same thing happened for me at Mount Angel. And 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, Lord, I did everything I could. It's up to you now. And then I just started going, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Just a few to Our Lady. And they called me back in, and it was just, I was very happy when one of the priests on the panel, a Dominican who is the dean of the School of Theology at the university, said, I'm pleased to announce that you have received your license. And it was very much a very happy moment and a great way to just finish. So I literally, instead of walking back to the seminary, it would have been like a 45-minute walk. I was like, you know what? I earned this. So I called a cab and just like, I called a cab to take me to St. Peter's Square. And so just to go there, to be in the square and just take one last look at the Basilica, kind of wave to Pope Leo in a sense, and just thank God, just offer thanksgiving for, you know, it's been a great journey. It's been a great 5 years. I can't believe this just happened. Like this, you know, finished up my academics and now it's time to go home. And that's when I shifted gears and the excitement grew to just be back in Oregon and be back in the parish.
Wow. Now, looking back on those 5 years, what do you feel like? I mean, it's just been a short time that you've been home, but mm-hmm. when you were leaving there or you did something for the last time, was there something that stood out like, oh, now this is something I'm really going to miss?
Yeah, I think what comes to mind first is really, I'm really going to miss just being able to walk to St. Peter's like 10 minutes. It's kind of become like the neighborhood parish to me in a sense of familiarity. So it's like, I can just walk to, some guys even call it, good old St. Pete's over there. But it's just the fact that I could just go there and like even seeing the Pope it's very easy when you're over there. You can just go to an audience or go see him in the window, or in this case, the conclave. So I will certainly miss that. But there's kind of something beautiful also of leaving like the capital city of the church, the universal church, to go to the local church, to come back. So that's why I joked earlier when I came here to Mater Dei, I bring you, you know, a good news from Pope Leo.
That's right.
Go White Sox.
Oh, yeah. Again, it's so exciting getting mm-hmm. to know our Pope, and you mm-hmm. get to be able to begin your diocesan ministry mm-hmm. under his direction, yeah. a man who you actually got to see be elected. Mm-hmm. Father Justin Echevarria joining us today as we look back on the years he spent in Rome. Of course, a morning show really wouldn't be a morning show unless we talked about food. Is there like a particular restaurant or cuisine there in the city that you're going to go, oh, one last time, one last slice, anything like that?
The gelato.
Gelato. It's just not the mm-hmm. same here, is it?
I love ice cream. I mean, as a kid, I grew up going to Baskin Robbins and Cold Stone. But yeah, the gelato there is quite tasty. And it's kind of nice, you know, it's nice to go for like an evening stroll. Like if my parents came to visit me and we went to the funeral for Pope Francis together. But that night we went to get dinner, and then it was just nice to just kind of walk in a cool Italian evening and just get a nice cup of gelato in your hand. It's just very refreshing. I'll definitely miss that.
Finding a gelato shop in Rome is like driving down, you know, the downtown Portland looking for a coffee shop. I mean, they're just mm-hmm. everywhere, and it's easy to find them. And yeah, I'll have a two scoops of whatever flavors you have. A particular flavor that's one you're never going to pass on?
I'm a big fan of pistachio.
Okay.
I love pistachio.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, enjoy that. Father Justin, I've had such a wonderful conversation, as we've always had such wonderful conversations in the past, but I am coming up against a break, and I need to know more about what you're hoping for now that you're back. But can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Sounds great.
And I'm back with Father Justin Echevarria. He is in studio today as we look back on the 5 years he spent studying in Rome. And now he's ready to take all of that experience and education and use it here in the Archdiocese of Portland. Father Justin, it's wonderful to see you. Thanks for staying with me today.
Absolutely. Again, it's great to be home.
So as you announced in our first half hour, you are going to St. James in McMinnville. You are going to be the parochial vicar, meaning you're serving under the pastor. Where were you and how did you find out that was going to be your parish?
I was literally walking back from class and I received a phone call. I was on the phone with Monsignor Joseph Betchart, who is our vicar for clergy. He's basically like in charge of the assignments, or the one in charge of certainly telling me where I'll be going. So he told me the news and I had to keep it quiet. Usually when the new assignments come out, the priests know ahead of time, before the archdiocese knows, the people of God. Not too long before they find out, but we're told, you know, let's keep it under wraps for now, mm-hmm. until it becomes public. So I was certainly very excited. And then I, like any priest, I start looking up on the internet, like, oh, where, like, it's in McMinnville, but what does it look like? Who's the pastor? Who's the staff? What can I do for fun around McMinnville? You know? So I was just definitely very excited to hear the news.
So have you had a chance to go now since you've been home and meet with your new pastor and some of the staff?
Yeah. So I was there last week. I went, early in the morning to celebrate the daily mass. So sort of as a way to introduce myself to the community, I was the main celebrant, but the pastor, Father Jose Manuel Campos Garcia, concelebrated with me. Really wonderful man. And he's sort of new to the parish too. He's only been there, I think, for about a year. So I went there for mass and then he introduced me to some of the staff. And then we went out for a little breakfast nearby at this little cafe, and just to start to talk about what my duties will be at, how I will be serving St. James, as well as the two missions that are attached to the parish. And so I'm very much, it was very awesome to just meet everybody, and even throwing around the name of Mauricio, the seminarian who's from there, just throw his name around like, yeah, I know Mauricio. They're like, oh yeah, you know him. I'm like, yeah, I was just texting him. Like, it's just cool to going to the parish knowing like, wow, we have a seminarian from the parish. Yeah,
that is wonderful. And with that particular parish, a bilingual parish, you're getting ready to celebrate in Spanish and serve the mm-hmm. people in Spanish, and that was part of your training as well over these past few years, was to be immersed in it.
Yeah, I really got immersed in it. First they sent me to Mexico back in 2022 for the immersion, where I lived with an abuela and went to the school. And I actually went down with Father Randy Huang and now Father Chinyan Vo. We had a great time together. And then last summer I was at St. Anne's in Gresham, which is basically 95% Latino. And it was just awesome. It was certainly, I was nervous, but the people were so welcoming. They were so good. And I got real comfortable. Oh, it took the whole summer, but comfortable really preaching in Spanish, celebrating the sacraments in Spanish, even having casual conversations. Like 90% of my day was speaking Spanish. So going to St. James, it was like, wow, I've been like St. Anne's was like really good training ground for a place where I'm actually going to be like for at least a year, just to get to, yeah, just get to know people and really, really work continually on my Spanish language skills.
Father Justin, when you had that meeting with your pastor going over the ideas that he wants you to involve yourself in, did that also include you being able to spend time with the school children and teaching them in different ways?
Yeah, because I'm going to a parish with a school, the dynamic is a little different. So we certainly talked about like that. I mean, obviously there's a school there, but he didn't go into too much detail yet. We're still in the summer break. But I'm sure I'll walk the halls or greet the kids in the morning or do something like that. And I know he and I will be going to meetings. There are certain meetings that priests who have parishes with a school have. That's kind of a new thing I'll be introduced to. But it's certainly, even though I'm no longer a official student, it's like a new way for me to learn now. Like the kids are going to be kind of like my teachers, how to be a priest in a parochial school. So once I move in and I get more of the details ironed out, I'm sure there's going to be involvement in the school. I can't wait.
Father Justin, for, we'll say, most children, growing up. They go to school, elementary, high school, they pick a college, mm-hmm. they pick a career, and then they enter into that. Now, everything that you have done thus far, then you did the same thing. You went to elementary school and high school and then into college and seminary and into Rome. All of that has been leading up to this point where now you're ready not to start a career, but to really use the vocation that God has sent you forth. And what are you thinking about now as you've put all of that education now to use? How do you feel like all of that is leading up to what you're about to embark on?
Yeah, it's kind of a big question because you're right. It's like my whole life was prepared to be a priest in the Archdiocese of Portland. I mean, it's funny going to McMinnville when I went to visit the parish. I stepped out of the car and I looked around and I was like, this is my home now. Partly because my immediate family no longer lives in Oregon. Half are in California, half are in Texas. So those are my vacation spots. But being back in Oregon and now being in McMinnville, it's like, okay, I'm not like just going, you know, going somewhere for the summer or going back and forth. Now I'm settling down to where I'm going to be serving, at least for a certain period of time. But yeah, it's just like, wow, Lord, you brought these people to my life who will form me, and hopefully I can do a good job serving them too, in a place that I really didn't know about. I mean, I knew the place was called McMinnville and I visited a couple times over the course of my life, but I just didn't ever think like, I'm going to live in McMinnville, and that's awesome. I'm just very happy to begin this new chapter.
Well, as we also realize when we saw the new priest assignments, that those tend to be temporary, and mm-hmm. you may only be there for a year or two before you're moved on to your next assignment. So mm-hmm. is there something that you hope that your experience will at your very first parish, that's going to be something that you'll be able to carry to your next parish and pick up something there and carry on that? Kind of, what is your hope to be able to do for the people there at St. James?
Honestly, that we can just grow in the faith together. Yep. A very good priest in our diocese, he's actually returned from overseas also, Father Kerry Reneva. I worked with him at St. Cecilia in 2020 during the pandemic, but he told me, you know, priests are, in his words, he said, priests are journeyers, like a companion, you know, journeyers with people. Like, I'm looking forward to just walking with people at St. James. Am I perfect? No. Am I going to make mistakes? That is inevitable. Okay, I'm be humble about it and say, okay, sorry, I messed up. But just, yeah, I hope I can just accompany them as best as I can. And every parish, you learn something. So I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot in McMinnville, whether it's working like the practical things like working on my Spanish language skills, learning how to be a full-time parochial vicar. If I'm teaching a class at the school, I don't know, but like learning how to be a teacher, that's great, hopefully. But yeah, I just hope for, you know, I can't wait to see what McMinnville is going to teach me and how I can hopefully you grow where you're planted. And I'm hoping it's not just grow, but thrive together with the people. I can't wait to be their spiritual father.
Oh, how wonderful. And as we know, Father Justin, our God, the God of surprises. So be ready yep. for a surprise here and there as well. It's been great to have you here. It's been wonderful to welcome you home as well. Before we go today, Father Justin, will you please end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to come together here at Mater Dei to just continue to evangelize in this new field with social media. I ask that you bless all of our listeners, that you bless all the people in the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon. And if I may be a little selfish here, please offer some special graces both to Mater Dei as well as to my new parish, St. James. Bless every one of us, fill us all with the graces that we need. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you all and descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. St. James, pray for us.
Pray for us.
Amen.
Father Justin, thanks so much for being with us. Will you continue to keep all of us in your prayers, and we will pray for you in your new ministry at St. James?
Absolutely. In the words of our dearly departed Holy Father Pope Francis, pray for me.